Dear students, I am welcoming you all to the new chapter, Straight Lines. I am Mr. G. Sherlin, PGT Mathematics from AECS, Kodangulam. So I would like to teach the chapter, Straight Lines. First, the Straight Lines is divided into three modules. So module 1, 2 and 3. So in the first module, we will be seeing about some important formula from the previous classes which you have studied. What do you mean by slope of a straight line? If the angle made by the line with the x-axis is known, or when the coordinates of any two points of the line is given. Then we will see what is the angle between two straight lines by using their slopes. Then what is the condition for parallelism and perpendicularism of two lines. Then we will see what do you mean by collinearity of three points. And at last we will see some example problems and then as usual the problems for practice. First, let me recall some important formulas which you have studied and you are familiar. 1. The distance between two points P of x1, y1 and Q of x2, y2 is PQ is equal to square root of x2 minus x1 the whole square plus y2 minus y1 the whole square. Second one is section formula for internal division. That is the coordinate of a point which divides a line segment joining x1, y1 and x2, y2 internally in the ratio m is to n. If the point is P which divides m is to n ratio, then the coordinate of the point P is m into the opposite x coordinate x2 plus n into the opposite coordinate x1 divided by m plus n. And the y coordinate will be my2 plus ny1 divided by m plus n. Here, in particular, when m is equal to n, that is m and n are equal. So that means the point will become the midpoint. In that case, the ratio will become 1:1. Then the coordinate becomes x1 plus x2 by 2, comma y1 plus y2 by 2. Next, the area of a triangle, if the three vertices are given as x1, y1, x2, y2 and x3, y3 is half into modulus of x1 into y2 minus y3 plus x2 into y3 minus y1 plus x3 into y1 minus y2. And one notice there, that is if the three points are collinear, that means if the three points lie on the same line, then the triangle formed, the area of the triangle formed will become 0. So that half into x1 into y2 minus y3 plus x2 into y3 minus y1 plus x3 into y1 minus y2 will become 0. So then we will get the condition, that is x1 into y2 minus y3 plus x2 into y3 minus y1 plus x3 into y1 minus y2 is equal to 0. This is the condition for three points to be collinear. Then what do you mean by slope of a straight line? See the diagram. Any line in the coordinate plane, it forms two angles. They are supplementary to each other. That is, in x-axis, first one angle is theta, other angle will be 180 minus theta. The angle measured in the anti-clockwise direction, or we can say positive direction, that means anti-clockwise direction, that is called inclination. Of course, this inclination is between 0 and 180 degree. If theta is the inclination made by a line with the positive direction of x-axis, then tan theta, that is known as slope, or another name is gradient of the line. And it is always denoted as small m. So that means slope of a line will be small m, it will be always equal to tan theta. Now we know that if the theta is equal to 0, then the line will be, that means it is coincide or it is parallel to x axis. If theta is 90 degree, then we can say that the 90 is, the line is perpendicular to x axis or it will be parallel to y axis. Now second one, how to find out the slope of the line when any two points of the line is given. Suppose you see the diagram here, suppose two points, so P of x1, y1 and Q of x2, y2 are two points on the line L, and theta be the inclination of the line with the x axis. Here actually the points only given, theta is not given. From the diagram, clearly angle MPQ, so that will also equal to theta. Then slope of the line is equal to, we already studied in the previous one, it is tan theta. But the tan theta is equal to, that is in triangle MPQ, opposite side, that is QM divided by adjacent side PM or MP. So that is difference in y coordinate divided by difference in x coordinate. So we suppose if the angle is an obtuse also, we can find out the slope will be difference in y coordinate divided by difference in x coordinate. So next, let us see how to find the angle between two straight lines. So in terms of their slopes, suppose L1 and L2 are two lines and theta be the angle between the two lines. Let the line L1 makes an angle alpha 1 and L2 makes an angle alpha 2 with the positive direction of x axis. Then we know that slope of the line L1 is equal to, that is M1, that is equal to tan alpha 1, and M2 is equal to tan alpha 2. Now the angle between two lines, we can take either theta or pi. So of course both are supplementary to each other. That is one, theta is equal, theta if we find out, then pi will be automatically 180 minus theta. So now from the diagram it is clear that theta is equal to alpha 2 minus alpha. That is tan theta will become tan of alpha 2 minus alpha 1. So by using tan alpha minus beta or tan A minus B formula, tan alpha 2 minus tan alpha 1 divided by 1 plus tan alpha 1 into alpha 2. That is equal to, so tan alpha 2 is M2. So M2 minus M1 divided by 1 plus M1 M2, as 1 plus M1 M2 is not equal to 0. Now suppose if the angle is obtuse angle, that means pi. So then pi will become 180 minus theta. So in that case we will be getting that tan of 180 minus theta, that will become minus tan theta. In that case the angle will become minus of M2 minus M1 divided by 1 plus M1 M2. So that means tan pi will become M1 minus M2 divided by 1 plus M1 M2, if you take the minus sign inside. From 1 and 2, one is the minus sign, another one is the plus sign. So therefore, we can say that if tan theta is positive, then automatically tan pi will be negative. Or if theta is an acute angle, then pi will be an obtuse angle, and vice versa. So in particular, we can say normally, the formula for angle between two lines is tan theta is equal to modulus of M1 minus M2 divided by 1 plus M1 into M2. So this will always give the acute angle between the two lines, because positive angle it will give. So of course the other angle, obtuse angle, we can find out by using 180 minus theta. Next one is the condition for two lines to be parallel as well as perpendicular. So we have the formula for angle between the two lines, tan theta equal to modulus of M1 minus M2 by 1 plus M1 M2. If the two lines are parallel, then the angle between the lines, that is theta, becomes 0. That means tan theta is equal to modulus of M1 minus M2 by 1 plus M1 M2, it will become tan 0 is equal to modulus of M1 minus M2 by 1 plus M1 M2. Of course tan 0 is equal to 0, therefore M1 minus M2 by 1 plus M1 M2, that will become 0. By cross multiplication we will be getting M1 minus M2 equal to 0. this implies m1 will be equal to m2. So this is the condition for two straight lines to be parallel, that is their slopes are equal. So you have to remember, when two straight lines are parallel or coincident, at that time their slopes will be always equal. Now second case, you see, suppose if the two lines are perpendicular, then what happens? Angle between the two lines will become 90 degree. In that case it will become tan 90 is equal to modulus of m1 minus m2 by 1 plus m1 m2. Tan 90 is not defined, or we can say infinity. That means the denominator part is equal to 0. So that means 1 plus m1 m2 equal to 0. This gives the product m1 into m2, that is equal to minus 1. That is the condition for two straight lines to be perpendicular to each other. That is, if the product of the slopes of two straight lines are minus 1, then the lines are perpendicular to each other. Next, we will see what do you mean by collinearity. Already I discussed collinear. Collinear means if they are lying on the same line. So, co-line. So, collinear. So, we can prove by area of the triangle is equal to 0. Already we have seen. In another way is, suppose there are two lines AB and BC. You take two lines. If they are parallel and there is a common point. Parallel means we know that the lines should be, slope should be equal. So if the slope of the two lines are always equal, then they are parallel lines. And if they have one common point, definitely the three points are in the same line. So therefore, this is the condition. That is, by using area of the triangle is equal to 0, that way also we can find, show that the lines are, that three points are collinear, or else we can find out the slope of the two lines, they are equal and there will be one common point, then it will be always collinear. Now let us see some problems. So these are all very simple problems only. Many problems are in your textbook examples. You see that one, first one, you see the distance between example 1. The distance between two points a comma minus 2 and 5 comma 1 is 5 units. And find the values of a. So values means distance normally will take plus or minus. So that only. So distance between the points, distance formula I am using. The point between a comma minus 2 and 5 comma 1 is equal to 5 minus a the whole square under root of plus 1 minus of minus 2 the whole square. So this gives, that is the distance is equal to 5. So that means this distance between the two points, it is equal to 5. So by simplification I am getting it is equal to 5 minus a the whole square plus 3 square is equal to 25. Then 5 minus a the whole square equal to 25 minus 9, that is 16. So 5 minus a will be plus or minus 4. Either it may be plus 4 or minus 4. So a will be 5 plus or minus 4. If you take minus 4, it will become 1. Plus 4, it will become 5. Sorry, plus 4 means it will become 9. So now, example 2. Find the ratio in which the point P whose abscissa. Abscissa means it is nothing but x-coordinate. So if a point, if you take it, if you draw a perpendicular, the x-coordinate from that origin to that perpendicular, so that is known as abscissa, and the y coordinate, that y distance, that is called ordinate, normally abscissa and ordinate. So here there is a point P, this divides a line joining two points A and B, both are given 6 comma 5 and minus 1 comma 4. In the you have to find out what ratio it divides. Okay, that point P whose abscissa, that is x coordinate, is equal to 3, it is given. So what, let us take, let P divides the segment AB in the ratio K is to 1. So by section formula, just we have seen, the point which divides in the ratio M is to 1, here it is K is to 1. So K into the opposite coordinate of B, that is minus 1. So minus K plus 1 into 6, that is 6 divided by K plus 1. And Y coordinate is equal to K into 4, 4K plus 1 into 5, 5 divided by K plus 1. But what is given? The abscissa, that means X coordinate is 3. That means minus k plus 6 by k plus 1 is equal to 3. By that one, we will be getting that cross multiplication, 3k plus 3 is equal to minus k plus 6. So 4k is equal to 3. So k is equal to 3 by 4. So hence the required ratio is 3 by 4 is to 1. That is 3 is to 4 internally. Now what is the coordinate P? So P already we have written is equal to minus k plus 6 by k plus 1. 4k plus 5 by k plus 1. By substituting the value k is equal to 3 by 4, we will get the point as 21 by 7 comma 32 by 7, that is nothing but 3 comma 32 by 7. So now let us go to another example problem. The points, three points are the three corners of a square. Three points are there, A, B, C, they are given. We have to find out the coordinate of the point at which the diagonals intersect. Then second, the coordinate of the fourth point D. It's a square, already told it is A, B, C, D is a square. Then C, three points are given. Then we have to find out first what is the diagonal where it meets. The next one, what is the coordinate for. Now first let the fourth point, let us take it is equal to A comma B. Now I am finding the distance formula, finding AB root 5 I am getting, BC that is a distance formula, that is B, distance between B and C 3 minus 1 the whole square root of plus 3 minus 2 the whole square I am getting is equal to root 5. Then I am finding AC, AC is also equal to root 10. So that means AB and BC are equal and AC square is equal to, that is AB square plus BC square. So of course definitely it is a square ABCD, then BD will be definitely it is an other diagonal. Now let us go to the problem. We know that the diagonals of a square will always bisect, that means it will meet at the midpoint. So therefore the midpoint or point of intersection of the two diagonals is nothing but midpoint of any one of the diagonal. So that is equal to, now A is clear, B is also, C is also given from that one by using section formula, midpoint 0 plus 3 by 2 comma 4 plus 3 by 2, we will getting 3 by 2 comma 7 by 2. So next we have to find out what is the fourth coordinate D. So already we have taken D is equal to A comma B. So since the diagonals bisect as the midpoint, midpoint of the diagonal AC and midpoint of the diagonal BD both are equal. So by using the midpoint formula or section formula, so I am getting that is 0 plus 3 by 2 comma 4 plus 3 by 2 equal to, that D coordinate is A, so A plus 1 by 2 comma B plus 2 by 2. From that one, by simplification, I am getting A is equal to 2 and B is equal to 5. So therefore, the fourth coordinate is 2 comma 5. Children, let us go to one more problem. The area of the triangle whose vertices are, find the area of the triangle. It's a direct question. Just how to find the area, for familiarity I have given. We know the formula, area equal to half into sigma x1 into y2 minus y3. So like that going on. So 1 by 2 into, then 10 into, x1 is 10. That put three coordinates you can take it as x1, y1 first one is, x2, y2 second one, x3, y3 third one. Substitute in the formula. So we will be getting it is equal to 49 divided by 2. Now let us go to one more example. Here same area, using area only, here the problem is one unknown value. So they given, the area is given and out of the three coordinates one coordinate, one unknown value is there. So that is 1 comma k, 4 comma minus 3 and minus 9 comma 7 are the vertices of a triangle and the area is given, find the value of k. So area of the triangle formed is equal to half into x1 into y2 minus y3. That formula we are using, we are getting is equal to half into, by simplification, minus 9 minus 13k. So you can see the simplification easily. Now as per the problem, this area is equal to 15. So we are writing modulus that area equal to plus or minus 15. So 9, that minus modulus inside minus is there. So if you take minus out, it becomes plus 9 plus or plus 13k equal to plus or minus 15 into 2, it is equal to plus or minus 30. From that one, 13k is equal to minus plus or minus 30 minus 9. So if you take minus 9 minus 39, if you take plus 9, sorry, minus plus 30, if you take it, it will become 21. So therefore the point k becomes either minus k is equal to minus 39 by 3 13 or 21 by 13. So minus 39 by 13 is equal to minus 3 or 21 by 13. So like that, the area, using area we can find out the other coordinate. Now next you see the question, collinear. But what values of x, the points, three points are collinear. We know the condition, if the three points are collinear, then area of the triangle will become zero. So area of the triangle are formed by these three points equal to zero. So therefore substituting here, one of the point is one unknown quantity is there x. So we are equating, we are getting x value is equal to minus 1. So therefore the required value of x is equal to minus 1. So now one more problem, find the angle between the lines joining the points -2, -2, -1, -2, -3, -5 and -2, -3 and -5, 0. So angle between the lines we know by using slopes, tan theta equal to m1 minus modulus of m1 minus m2 by 1 plus m1 m2. But then slope of the line joining two points is equal to the difference in y coordinate divided by difference in x coordinate. So first I am finding the slope between the first two points -1, -2 and -3, -5, that is m1, the difference in y coordinate -5, -2 divided by 3 plus 1, so it will be -7/4. The same way I am finding the slope of the line joining the next two points -2, -3 and -5, 0. So that is difference in y coordinate divided by difference in x coordinate, I am getting -3/7. Let theta be the angle between the two lines. The formula is tan theta equal to same formula modulus of m1 minus m2 by 1 plus m1 m2. Then substituting the value of m1 and m2 there, I am getting it is equal to 37/49. Hence the acute angle between the two lines is given by tan theta equal to 37/49, or else we can say theta equal to tan inverse of 37/49. So with this I am completing the first module. Then problems of practice, just exercise 10.1 from your NCERT textbook for class 11th. You just go through all the problems, everything is related to the same type, so that you can complete the entire exercise. And I have given some more exercise problems for your practice. In the exercise problems in the heading I have given, please go through that. So thank you. Let us meet in our next module.